We're in Simen Kof Kuf Ayin. We're up to Sif Yud Ches, and we'll be finishing the Simen. Hanichnas L'suda Lo Yika Chelko V'yitneno L'shamish. You walk into a suda, you don't take your portion and give it to the person serving. Shema Yered Var Kilkul B'suda. Because a kilkul can come out of it. What is this kilkul? There's a machlokus. And the Chaber goes on and says, L'yikachenu V'yanichenu V'chachach Yitneno Lo. Put it down, and later you can give it to him. The Bach says that what you do is, even if you'd like to give it to the shamash because you feel that he should be given food, don't do it immediately because it looks as if you don't want the food. It's like walking into someone's house and say, oh, this food is terrible, let me give it to the waiter. The kilkul is the fact that they're going to get upset at you. The Levush says no, the kilkul is that they may run out of food and they will have wanted some of your portion for somebody else. What you should do is wait until you know that everybody's gotten, and then you can decide what to do with your portion. The Magen Avraham brings down that it is derech eretz, that when it comes to the drink, you should personally serve people on your own, meaning the balabayas should actually serve others. The minag is that when it comes to hard drinks, it is the balabayas that does the pouring, whether it's wine, whether it's liquor. The balabayas, and the same thing at a simcha, it is minig yisrael, that the bal simcha walks around pouring a hard drink, a lechayim, for everybody. That's a halacha of derech eretz, not just to get a lechayim. Sif yutes. Orchim hanichnosim meitzel balabayis, einem rashoim litol melefneim velitin livno o la'avdo shal balabayis, elem kenotu rishus mi balabayis. This is a takonis chazal, that you're not allowed to give food to the children of the balabayis without asking them. This is a terrible maisa shahoya that we read about in the Gemara, where there was a drought and food was scarce, and some guests came to eat at somebody's house, and they had rachmanis on his poor children. So what they did was, different people were giving their portions to the son. The father saw the son had eaten a portion, he was eating a portion, and another one in his right hand and another one in his left hand. He got so upset at him that he killed him. The mother, his wife, realized what happened, so she committed suicide. And then the father realized what he had done, and he committed suicide. A whole family was destroyed, only because the Orchim were so benevolent and kind, where they gave of their chelik to the children. So there's a takanas chazal that you don't give to children without asking the parents. If everybody else finished eating, or there's plenty of food around, it doesn't seem that this isser is true. But the Mishnah Berurah brings a Maisa Rokeach, who's very machmer. It sounds like Chazal made a takona. The Bir Halacha brings a Yerushalmi. Don't come late to a meal. It may be that there won't be enough food left for you, and the Bala Suda is going to be terribly embarrassed. He says the same goes for a Simcha. You don't come at the end of a Simcha where they want to serve you, they look around, there's not enough food. It's a terribly embarrassing situation to be in. Next, Sifchaf. Nikiye Adasha Birushalayim Loihoyu Mesubin Besuda Elim Ken Yodim Imesa Vimoyim. The Nikiye Adas in Yerushalayim would never come to eat in a meal unless they knew whom they were eating with. It is considered a gnai for a Talmud Chacham to sit next to an Amoritz in a meal. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, this applies even in a Sudas Mitzvah. But in the Bir Halacha, he says, first of all, if you're doing this L'toeles, for example, they are Orchim, this is a special Suda for Aniyim, there's some reason why you should want to sit with this Amoritz, then it's a mitzvah and don't worry about it. Then he says it could be that there are a few Talmidei Chachamim sitting together, even though there are Amoratz in there also, that doesn't make a difference. It's one Talmud Chacham with the Amoritz that's Aser. Sif Chaf Aleph, Hashamesh Hayim Meshamesh Al Shnayim, Hareza Ochli Moim Avabish Lo Nosnu Rishus. This is what we learned before. If two people are eating, it's understood there's an umdina that they want the shamish to join them so they'll have a simun. But if they have three on their own, who says that they want him to eat too? And the Mishnah Berurah brings in El Yerabah that it could be that if they're nine people and he's going to be the tenth, that it's understood that he will be mistaref. Chav Beis. Acher Sheshasisa V'nisha Yayim B'kol S'lishtiyas Chavercha. you drank and there's some leftover wine that you like to give up to your friend. So what you should do is wipe the part of the glass that you drank from because it's considered disgusting. Velo sishpoch, don't pour out wine that way. Mishum baltashkes, because it's a waste of the wine. Avalacher shtiyas mayim, shofech mayim derek sham. Whereas after you drank water, so there's no problem, pour some water over that part of it. Haga achar kol achiloscha echol melech. After everything you eat, eat salt. Lachar kol shtiyascha shsei mayim. After everything that you drink, drink water. Ukamoshi is bar lekamon. The nearly dafkish lohaya melech papasub macholim sha'achal. That's only talking about if there was no salt in what you ate. V'chein shaloshasa mashke sheyesh bo mayim, and you didn't drink anything that had water in it. Ava b'lav hachi leka lameichash. But if you drank something, if you ate something with salt, you drank something with water, don't worry about it. V'chein nogim shalizor b'chilis melech ashtiyas mayim achar asuda mitam shesbar. This is why we don't have water and salt after the meal, because we generally did have it during the meal. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a couple of other halachas. He says, number one, one should be careful not to eat the heart of a behema, chay, or an oaf, that's a zohar. The Shlo says that you should always eat besimcha. You should be in a good matzav, in a good situation when you're eating. You should also not eat what tastes good. You should eat what's healthy. And you should not go to sleep immediately after eating, and you shouldn't eat too much, just what you really need. And by eating what you really need, everything you eat is a sudas mitzvah, because you're eating in the service of Hashem.